starting over. God still wanted to be a father to his lost children. He was determined to give them eternal joy if they would only love him and fix their hopes on the Redeemer to be born one day. The Redeemer would bear their punishment and earn eternal joy for them. He would be obedient, obedient unto death. Death would still claim the people on earth one by one, but it would not mean eternal darkness. Death would not be allowed to win the final victory. Instead, death would be a dark gate that the redeemed would pass through in order to receive what God chose to give them. What wonderful love! The Redeemer whom God chose to send into the sinful world was his own Son, Jesus Christ, who would be born in Bethlehem. On Golgotha, he would die for our sins. Adam and his wife did not know just how God would carry out his promise, but they did know that the woman would become a mother and that the Redeemer would come into the world one day as a child. In their misery, they clung to that promise. From then on, Adam called his wife by a new and beautiful name, Eve. That name means mother of all living. Eve had not been much help to Adam. She had helped Satan instead. But one day she would be a good mother, perhaps even the mother of the Redeemer. The Lord God made clothes for Adam and Eve from the skins of animals. Now that they had fallen into sin, they would wear clothes. He drove them out of the Garden of Eden so that they would not eat from the tree of life. Cherubs, holy angels with flaming swords, saw to it that no one ever entered that garden again. Adam and Eve were driven away to another part of the earth. There they would suffer greatly and face many dangers. The regret in their hearts caused them intense pain. But they knew that God's love continued to watch over them from on high. That thought took away some of their fear. No longer would they hear God's holy voice. They lived far away from him in a dark night of sin and guilt. But the glorious mother promise was like a star shining in the darkness, a star that kept them from getting completely lost. In their sorrow, they cried out, "Lost! Everything is lost, and it's our fault!" But their hope gave them strength. Quietly, it whispered to them, "All is not lost. The Redeemer is coming."
The Story Bible for Older Children, authored by Anne DeVries and published and produced in this digital format by Paideia Press, is brought to you by the Cantaro Institute. All rights reserved.